Praise the Lord. You are without a shadow of a doubt in the right place. And the Spirit of the Lord, every time you come to a ministry or a fellowship, especially where people have not grown religious, where the Spirit of the Lord actually has liberty, every time you come, you have to realize that when you come for fellowship, you know, sometimes I sense that when people come or they go to church or they go for fellowship, they always say, oh, Friday or Wednesday or Tuesday is fellowship, I have to go, eh? And so it becomes routine, which is okay. It's okay to create a routine in the right way, rather than routinely going somewhere else, eh? But what you need to understand is that when we come here, we're not coming here to do church. You come for strategic meetings. And I wish with all my heart you could understand what that actually means. You come for strategic meetings. When you come for fellowship, you don't just come for to be serviced. You know they say church is a place for servicing. So you come for needs to be sorted. There is an equipping because of the age that we live in. Extremely, extremely crucial. And it's the reason why last week the Spirit of the Lord was revealing to us about the importance of fatherhood and sonship. And so you need to realize, let me say something. First Samuel, chapter 3 and verse 5. You're good? You guys are good? Yeah, okay. I'm going to be a bit unorthodox today, but it's as the Spirit leads. Okay. The Bible says, this is a chapter that's talking about a little boy called Samuel. This is about 9 years old. You know the story. In the middle of the night, he hears a voice. When he hears the voice, the Bible says in verse 5, he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. He's about 9 years old. He's in his bed at night and hears a voice. When he hears that voice, he runs to Eli and says, thou callest me. That means by implication, the voice that he heard was exactly Eli's voice. He says, you called me. He didn't say, I had a voice. Okay? Now, by distinction in scripture, Eli was the spiritual father of Samuel. Eli was the spiritual father of Samuel. He succeeded as a spiritual father but failed as a natural one because his two sons were messed up. Samuel was the spiritual father of Saul and David. He succeeded as a spiritual father in line with David but failed naturally because his sons did exactly what his spiritual father's sons did. You read the Bible. Samuel's sons did exactly what Eli's sons did. Okay? Anyway, so at 9 years old, Samuel hears his spiritual father's voice and comes to him and says, thou callest me. And you know the scripture, you know how the Bible says, it says that it happened 3 times. Now, I want to submit unto you that often when God deals with men, he deals with them at the level of who is above them. And you need to hear this because God comes in a voice of Eli because Eli is the spiritual source of Samuel. And not only in terms of voices, but also in dreams. Often God can appear like your spiritual father or your mentor. Yes? Yeah. And the reason for that is because God respects the people that you honor in your life. Okay. But that is something important that you need to get. What you need to understand in this time and age is that there are 3 things that are debate in the church. Okay, there are many, but there are a number that are a debate. Three I'm going to concentrate on. One is logic. God gave you a mind for a reason. Use your head. Be logical. That's a debate in the church. Because there's a certain section of the church that says, discard logic. Huh? And says transition into spirit. There's that section. There's another section that actually says the opposite. There is also a debate in the church over fatherhood and impartation. You can go to God by yourself, and indeed you can. You can pray to God, and indeed you can. Until you realize, and I'm going to make it clear today, until you realize that when someone has gone ahead of you, there are things you don't have to pray and fast 20 years. You just need connection. Yes? Yeah. But there's a section of the church that says, why are you going there? Why are you going to him? Why are you honoring that one? Why are you? Because apparently, you can do it yourself. Time is short. You don't have 20 years. You don't have 20 years or 30 years or 40 years. You don't have that time. Because your call is urgent. Yes? You can as well pray and hide yourself and so on and so forth. But there's an easier channel. Connect. Another thing that the church is fighting, and there's a debate, is the financial aspect of sowing and giving. They're stealing your money. They're what? Another section says sow to connect. Huh? Now, major debates, and yet those three are extremely crucial depending on how you interpret them. But because they determine what level you reach in life, spiritually. Okay, now, I see some end timers here. Huh? I've come all the way from Watchman. Serious end timers. So, because I see you here, let me tap into something. I think all of us need to know. Alright. According to Ephesians chapter 6, actually even before we go into that, in the spirit world, there are governments. And those governments are not democratic. They're not liberal. They have a kingdom set up with a head. That head is form of a dictator. In the spirit world, depending which side you're in, there is no such thing as freedom of religion. Huh? God says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Freedom of religion, I'm the God. Even the devil himself, actually, who says, have me. There's no such thing as neutrality. Once you're neutral, you're on a certain side. Eh? There's also no such thing as freedom of speech. Because the Bible says, for every idle word, you shall give accountability. So watch. On you guys. You're with me. Now, in the spirit world, there are governments. Those governments have hierarchies. In Ephesians chapter 6, we see some level of the hierarchies. It says principalities, powers, and so on and so forth. At the very top is the fallen angel, once called Lucifer, now called Satan, which is a title, not a name. Huh? Satan is not a name, it is a title. Yes? Okay, now you know. Yeah? At the very top is Satan. He has his hierarchy of fallen angels all the way down to the spirits, the little ones who are sent to do their stuff. The little ones who come in your dream and you have power over them, but you wake up shaking. Those ones. And if your eyes were opened, by the way, let me tell you without a shadow of a doubt, and I need you to understand. Some of you, even I myself, I've seen a demon before. I've seen different kinds. When I see, I never tell. This is the first time. And it's only because I'm late to release this. Eh? But
if you saw what I've seen, and you saw what I've seen of who you are, the thing that you fear, you would not fear. Yeah? Okay. So Satan is at the top. He has a hierarchy. That hierarchy, in order to operate on earth, he transitions into human beings. Yes? Because they can't remain as spirits. In order to have influence on earth, there must be a transition and a use of human beings. Yes? Here on earth, believe you me, there are human beings, because the way, let me explain. Genesis chapter, Father remind me. Chapter 18 verse 19. The Lord appears to Abraham and this is what he says. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. This is the reason why God chose Abraham. He says it. He says, I know that when I come to him, he's going to teach the next generation. So here's the thing. Whenever a spiritual being wants to operate on earth, there's always an initial man through whom that spirit being appears. The aim is to create a lineage. Yeah? Both in the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Hear me carefully. So God appears to Abraham because he sees in him the capacity to pass on what he has taught him. The devil uses the same principle. I call it the angel Gabriel's principle. Where anyone who began a lineage, a spirit must have appeared. Okay. You see, the Bible says that Abraham, God appears, so Abraham tells him to leave his homeland. Isaac doesn't exist yet. Isaac is born years later, and Isaac believes in the God of Abraham, but he was not there when God appeared to Abraham. Yes? And so at some point, he has to believe what his father said without having seen it. Yes? Until a certain point, the Bible says, and the Lord appeared to Isaac. So now Jacob has to believe what Isaac, without ever having seen Isaac's God, until he's running away at a certain point, and the same God appears. Yes? There is a need to create lineages in the spirit world to operate here on earth. There are men and women currently on earth, believe you me, who first of all Lucifer has purposely himself appeared to. Yeah? Not a sidekick. Not like a demon somewhere, these small ones. No. And let me make it clear, by the way. As Christians, the devil does not appear to all of us. Some of us get that. The one inches, they come and they scare you, but there are people who Lucifer actually appears to. Even in the kingdom of God, he tries to shake them. Then there are people out there who God actually appears to initiate a lineage. There are those angels appear to. Huh? Okay, praise the Lord. Now, very, very important you stick with me. Where we're going, I don't know. Now, so on earth here, there are men and women. Some of them are actually possessed. They're not even being instructed. They are possessed. Now, in the kingdom of God, God does not possess. He doesn't take control of. You welcome the Holy Spirit. Huh? But in the kingdom of darkness, he possesses. Now, in the spirit world, there are governments. In the natural, those governments are transitioned to men to bring what is spirit into the physical. The spirit world has agendas, both in the dark world and that of light. There are spiritual agendas. Those governments have systems. of the kingdom of darkness, one of the systems, as the end time, as we tell you, one of them is the Babylonian system. Won't go into that. But the heartbeat of the Babylonian system is money. Now, hear me carefully. Money. Now, please understand that money is not paper. It has a spirit behind it. Yes? It has a spirit behind it. That means if you're a child of God and you need money, you need to have some level of operation where you submit that spirit to you. Yes? And I'm going to explain why. The reason why is because when this system was released, the demonic system that we call the worldly system, when it was released on this earth, there are various representatives of the enemy all over the world. They are of different religions, different cultures, different builds, different histories. But what joins them is money. Okay. And so, money is the unifying factor for the demonic world. That's why they must control it. There's the Babylonian system and what we call the Antichrist system. I call it the Antichrist system, which is much wider, because that system is set up to ensure that Christians do not enter places of influence. That means if you think, let me tell you this, the moment you became a Christian, you are earmarked both by God and the enemy. Yes? Number two, the moment you began to realize spiritual identity, you are more than earmarked, your target. Huh? How do we bring this guy onto our side? That's how the enemy. Now what he does is, as long as you're still awakening to spirituality, it is impossible, hear me, impossible for you to reach the highest echelons of education, politics, without choosing a spirit. Eh? So if you think, I can work hard, eh? I can work hard and become president, you think the kingdom of darkness and light are going to allow a neutral person? No, you tell me. A neutral person to study, go to Harvard, and just go and sit at the top of a nation? Yet the Bible says in the book of Daniel that there is a battle over nations. Actually, before a nation is formed or defeated, it must first happen in the spirit. Yes? It's in the book of Daniel. I want to submit to you that before any new nation is formed, or before boundaries of a nation are increased, it must first happen in the spirit. That means there must be an acknowledgement and acceptance. That means no new nation is formed without God allowing it spiritually. So no man can say now, let me go, let us go and start a new nation. That doesn't happen. The spirit world has an agenda. I'm heading somewhere. Huh? Praise the Lord. So that system that has been set has people in charge. And those, they release spirits all the way up to the lowest point. That the Bible actually refers to as familiar spirits. That grow, they take charge, they watch a person from the time they are born until they reach a particular point. If a person dies or leaves this earth, that familiar spirit, you've heard of psychics? So it can come, copy your voice, do what? But it's not you. Alright? Now it goes all the way downward. Now I need to explain this because I want you to know how powerful you are. That this dark system, even the angelic system, and unfortunately, the demonic world is more organized than us. It's so unfortunate. It's just that we have the more powerful guy on our side. So he factors in our stupidity. No one said amen. Alright? So he factors in our stupidity, and you do a mistake here, but all things work together for good. But the other chaps, there's no grace. You understand? You must follow rule or die. Actually, it's law, pure law. There's no grace in the kingdom of that. Now, here's the thing. That system is set up. Now, they begin to decide, and this is something that they've set, and I'm really summarizing this, from the very beginning of time, that they have set that as long as you're a Christian, and not just a Christian, because there are people who just attach the name. My mother was a Christian, so am I. Those ones are not a problem. And I tell you, they are not. And also, you see, you can get born again, give your life to Christ, and you're going to go to heaven. Fantastic. One day we shall talk about the levels. Chirasha. I'll teach on that one day when the Lord allows. If you just think that people are used to say just kind of quote unquote fluke heaven, because the Bible says that the guy who was on the cross says, "Lord, remember me." Eh? He says, "Surely you shall be with me." Ah. The apostles stay behind, they die, they are pierced, they are what? Guy has got free access. Eh? But you see, when you enter the spirit world, you begin to realize that there are ranks, like I've taught before, and that not everyone is on the same, because the rewards that are given for those who have endured until the end, you will realize, my brother always would say, "Man, as long me I wait for that cup point. Lord, I accept you as my Messiah." First of all, you don't decide the day you die unless you're a Christian now. A spiritual one. One day we shall touch that as well. And you see, right now it doesn't seem like it's an issue as long as I'm in heaven. But one day, and those people are not here, these are serious ones, eh? Who are looking for their calls and know the agenda of the Spirit. But one day, when someone has just got born again, and indeed by the grace of God they get into the spirit world, you will see the differences in glory. And right now it doesn't bother you. Let me leave it there. And someone said, "Do things bother people in heaven?" We shall talk about it on another day. Anyway, so these guys have set systems. Now, what they've done in the education system, in science, in everything, what they've done is they want to control what you see, what you say. Huh? First of all, let's talk about what you see. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 that the devil is the prince of the air, which has to do with media. The most powerful tool of getting people to submit to a certain notion or ideology. Okay? So he controls all the media. That's why the biggest demons are in Hollywood. Now, I think the end timers have really opened me up today. Okay, so the biggest demons are in Hollywood. And it's easier, instead of going around taking a demon and say, "Let's try to convince this one," just put it on TV and transmit. Okay? Now, that is the aim. They try to control what you see, even what you say, depending on what level you've reached. And so what happens is, now we're literally there, where it is obvious and it's becoming blatant that having been a Christian, any speaking against anything that is an ideology of the world, you're taken off social media. You lose your job. We're seeing just hits of it. Eh? A rugby player. And by the way, let me leave it there. No. A rugby player, you guys have heard the news, eh? There's a rugby player from Australia who stood up, put on Instagram, and said, "You're homosexuals, you're going to hell." And people came out. Actually, that's not the only thing he wrote. He actually put a scripture. So he didn't just pick out homosexuals, he put adulterers, what? But just because homosexuals were in that mix, he lost his job. And what I love about him, he stood to it. Now, that is like the first fruits of where we're heading. Now, because the Antichrist system tries to control money, there is no way you're going to work hard and get a lot of it. Yes? There has to be an alternative route. Are you with me? And I'm telling you this without a shadow of a doubt, because these guys spread their tentacles all the way to every government on the face of the earth. You guys know the organizations that are there. The New World Order, the Global Government, Illuminati. Now let me explain something about Illuminati briefly. There are things I'm not allowed to say, but the Illuminati that people hear about, they are more powerful than you could ever imagine. Your musician down in Africa cannot be an Illuminati. He can be used of the devil, but please understand. Hear me. Your broke sister cannot join Illuminati. Hey, I've said it. Your broke sister or brother, would they joining Illuminati? No. Illuminati is at the highest place. They deal with people with money and influence. All you influence is what you eat in your house. And you're saying, man, nange, that guy is Illuminati. Okay. So, the breakdowns. Illuminati, you heard of the Committee of the 300. There's the Council of Foreign Relations. And so all these are there's what you call the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove. So, all these are actual organizations that exist that have men and women who have spirits working behind them. Now, the way the Antichrist system has fought it is to spread that these are just conspiracies. Now, let me tell you how it works, because I tell you, lineages are extremely important to both worlds, to the extent that when someone has fallen into money, there's no such thing, and I'm going to use your language, there's no such thing as accidentally just falling into billions. I'm telling you now, the spirit world, if someone is controlling money, the system of it, you think he's just going to allow accidents? By the way, even things like lotteries, we shall talk on another day. So what they do, a person reaches a certain place, has these billions, by the way, irrespective of age. Because you see what happens is, and I pray, I know that there are people here, I pray that at a certain level you get to see sometimes what I see. I see a lot of things. Some of them surprise me because I'm not a prophet. Okay? And someone was asking me last night, but how do you see? That's another thing for another day. And so there are things I stumble upon in the spirit and I see something on someone. And you'd realize that, you see, the most important gifts in this age, it's ridiculous to have a prophetic age where all prophecy is going to culminate and it's absent of prophets. No, let's be sensible. Prophecy is going to be fulfilled, and you think that prophecy can be fulfilled and the age is prophetic, absent of prophets and prophecy? You're joking. So what they do, here's what they do. They set out an agenda, and that agenda was clear. Anyone, number one, who lives in an isolated place, a mountain or anywhere, and is not connected to technology, is enemy number one. Because we can't tell who you are, what you're doing, where you've come from, which God you serve. Alright? So anyone outside modernity is an enemy, number one. Anyone prophetic, preaching prophecy or believing in the prophetic, is enemy number two. Well, it must be. And this is why I need to tell you, because you see, the enemy hates anything that shows in this present age that what was spoken before was by the Spirit of the Lord. It's enough for me to tell you the Spirit of the Lord said, It's another thing if I say, let me show you that prophecy is true. Huh? Okay? So if you're prophetic, you become an enemy. And so what they do is they fight the church. By the way, the enemy does not think the church is broke and powerless. The enemy is trying to keep it at that level. Because he knows its potential. Alright? So, here you are with all your big dreams. Huh? All your big dreams. By the way, big dreams is not, I want to get married. I just want to make that clear. It's a default, God set it for you, there's a partner for you. Watcha. Huh? Please. Yes, dream about marriage. But go beyond, because you're not called to be married. Huh? There's a reason you're here, beyond that. Now, what the enemy is doing is that even in schools, now take for example, if someone is a billionaire, there's a spirit working behind him. What they do, they initiate their children to keep the lineage going. So what they do, all these children of billionaires go to similar schools. Now, they go to similar schools so that they can intertwine. Catch up. Huh? Say, hi, I'm this one's father. Oh, my father told me about your father. Eh? So they catch up. They don't mix with the one inchy. You're down those ends, I'm up these ends. Now, then they have this system of sororities and fraternities. And so what you have to do is you have to be initiated into certain things in order to be part of the fraternity. But it is spiritual. Yo. Huh? And so, they say go and sleep with this one, go and sleep with this animal, go and do what, and you'll be initiated. What they do is they capture, then they record. Should you ever plan to leave the system? So, oh my God, I just want to join a fraternity of Harvard. Do you know what you're talking about? Eh? Hey, you guys, eh? Am I boring you, eh? Okay. Now, there's a reason why the Lord wants to bring you to this level. There's a place I'm heading to. The Spirit of the Lord is heading to a particular place. So they put these guys in fraternities and so on, and they're initiated. So they take on the trade of their father. They take on not just the trade, but the spirit as well. You see, people with spirits here in Africa are witch doctors. Huh? Witch doctors, you go to a village somewhere and he dances around. Bogo, 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 bogo. Just hits maracas like souls, eh? Those guys, they have power, but they're nothing compared to someone who you need spiritual eyes to see. And that's why I was saying the most important gifts in this time and age are the gift of prophecy and the discerning of spirits. Because if you attribute false prophecy to a message or to a prophecy that did not come to pass, you're living in Old Testament. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 8, even chapter 11, the Bible says, you shall know a prophet is not sent of God if he says something and his words fall to the ground. That's Old Testament. In the New Testament, the dimension is different. The Bible says, test the spirits. Because even a false one can be right. Yes? Now, you cannot test spirits unless you have the spirit of discernment. So every chap just going around saying, that's a false prophet, that's a false prophet, that's a false teacher, by the way, the Bible talks about false prophets, talks about false teachers, it talks about false apostles. It's very hard to find a false evangelist because you're winning people to Christ. Praise the Lord. And then now you're winning people to Christ. Now you're false evangelist. Namagani. So, anyway, so it's the false of all those three. People fear the prophet more than anything else. Yet the most dangerous is the false teacher.
I'll teach on that on another day.
The most dangerous is a false teacher. Because he comes, teaches, and you, I'm telling you, you're brought or you conform to a doctrine because of a teacher. So somewhere, someone out there said, you see now, this, you don't need prophecy, you don't need prophecy. Someone started it and it had to be a teacher. Because you see, you guys, all the offices can teach. When a prophet teaches, he teaches from the dimension of the prophetic. When an apostle teaches, he teaches from the dimension of the apostolic. Another day I'll touch on that. All of them. But when a person is in the office of a teacher, he carries a grace to get you to conform. Yeah? Hi, you guys. Okay. Now, I'm not a masquerader. I am sober. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, we're going far away from theoretical teachers. You say God, there are prophets on this edge, and you say prophecy is real, you pick out someone and prophesy. These things are real. You show me. Let me look for a prophet. Who told you that prophecy is limited to prophets? Anyway, that's for another day. So, I told you the most important gift of prophecy and the discerning of spirits. So these guys, these chaps, have organized an entire system that cuts across the world to control the money system. And let me touch this. There's what we call the deep state and there's what we call the shadow government. The two are not the same thing. The deep state are the people, the lobbyists, the people with the money who get people into positions. So those people then become their puppets. That's deep state. You don't see them, but when this guy is talking, other guy is talking, someone is talking behind him. He's a puppet. That's deep state. The shadow government are the intelligence agencies. The CIA, FBI, all those, Mossad, that keep the secrets. Okay, for another day. Okay, so in every state on this earth, there is a deep state and there is a shadow government. Every state. Now, what these guys have done over time is that they must control certain seats of power. And because they must control them, they think 10, 20 years ahead, who will be the next president? Until this time where someone can distort. Do you know that Donald Trump lost by 400,000 votes? 400,000 in the scale of 300 million people is very small. Now, should I touch this? Yeah. Let me ask you a question, and for those who will understand, you'll understand. When a man says, I spent the whole of last night seeing a certain man, Trump, a particular lady, when he says that, replace seeing with envisioning. Let me leave that there for another day. Let me leave it there. You need to understand that in this age, Donald Trump messed up the entire system. And any Christian who's a Christian, even if you don't understand spiritual things, at least you have some sense of that. I hope so. So this guy sits in the presidency. He has 4 years. By the way, he's going to get 4 more years. Now, he sits there. Now, you just imagine. These guys have planned all their things. A particular lady is supposed to sit. If you sit down to just find out about this lady for another day. for another day. Nothing is ever what it seems. There are things that even shocked me. Now, you thank God that this man, irrespective of what he seems to be saying and so on, listen to what the Bible says, that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Do you know that a nation is not Christian because the majority are Christians? You guys. I think today we're going. A nation is not Christian because the majority are Christians. And that's why it's important for you guys, for all of us, to pray for leadership. Because the anointing flows from the head downwards. The Spirit of the Lord has whispered to me a scripture. I don't know what it says. 2 Samuel. Hold on. 1 Samuel. Chapter 15. What does it say? Am I boring you? I'm not. But even if I was, you just need to be in the right place. Lord, give me the scripture. Give me the verse. See? Thank you, Lord. Take me to verse 19. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is what it says. Samuel is talking to Saul. And he says, wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? Now, this chapter is at a point where Saul disobeys God. I want you to pay very close attention, because something happens here. There's a reason why the Lord has interrupted me to bring this up. The Spirit of the Lord lifted off David. Of Saul. In the next chapter, David is anointed king. Yes, you guys know the story. Now, if you read scripture, there were a handful of people present when David was anointed. There's nowhere in scripture where they say that they went around saying, oh, David is going to be king. There was a shift, but Saul remains king. Why? Because the callings are irrevocable. The gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. So he doesn't remove it. He's still king. He's still in his office. But the anointing has gone. David sits on the throne. Please understand. I want you to understand. Because there are always signs that the spirit has shifted. Or that an anointing has shifted. Because in this age, if you're born again, the Spirit of God stays with you. But the mandate can shift. If you're playing around. Now this is why I need you to get very important. People sing, Saul has killed 1,000, David 10,000. But no one knows he's going to be king. You're with me? No one knows yet, because the anointing was in a certain group of people. But there are signs to show that something has shifted. David sits on the throne years later. The world does not know that Saul, something left him long ago. Impartations can shift, and if you're not awake, you can run with something that's old. That's what the Lord is actually bringing out here. When the Son of God came on earth, people realized 30 years later. 30 years later, heaven sang, demons were shaking, a group of people knew. Earth had just received God in flesh, and we found out, human beings, 30 years later. It is possible for something to happen in the earth, and men take long to see it. Now what the Spirit is bringing out is this, that there was a move in the church that was old. And the Spirit tells me to tell you that when David was anointed and Saul wanted to kill him, he ran to the wilderness.
He had 400 men. Saul had over 10,000. But the Spirit of God was with David. He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. That on a general scale, Matthew 25 verse 32, hear me, that the agenda of the enemy, when it comes, is not just for individuals, but it's to capture nations. That's why scripture says, and before him shall be gathered all nations. All what? And he shall separate them one from another as shepherd divides sheep from goats. That means there are goat nations and sheep nations in this end time. There are nations that are gods to spread his agenda. And there are nations that are goat nations. He doesn't separate people. Huh? Now, the battle in the spirit world is at national level. Now, if the battle is at national level, the minimum you should think about your anointing. Is national. Katisijui one, I just want a shop in Chitintale. Huh? I just want a shop in Chitintale, but surely shall I get there? What? I'm seeing myself in America. Huh? And you think it's an honor to go to the US. Yet when you enter, even though you don't know it, because you're spiritual, someone has taken note. But even you don't have a clue. You just enter and you say, Wanange, Eiffel Tower is in Paris. The Eiffel Tower, Paris. The minimum you should think of your anointing is national. Let me prove it to you. Jesus says, Matthew 28, verse 19. He says, go and make disciples of the nations. Not people. Not individual. Are you guys? Huh? Teach all nations. That's my call. Now. Oh my God. So you think, me, I just want to sit in a place in URA. If I could only get a job in URA, let me teach you something. Do you know? And this is what the Spirit is saying. Because I feel I'm picking your desires. And I know who I'm seeing and I know what I'm hearing. Now, let me explain something. Yeah? I sat with the two guys yesterday and we're having a serious discussion about finances. And why say this at the end? What time is it? Harvest time. Yeah? I love you guys so much. Yeah? Okay. I'll say it at the end. You remind me, you say, you are A. Yeah? If I, okay. I'll have to say it at the end, so it wraps it up. So, we're meant to make disciples of nations. Now, the things that I started with, I said, the church is having debates over sowing, things like sowing, over impartation, spiritual fatherhood, you know such things, eh? And what you need to understand that the dark world takes advantage of such things. And once you know this, you begin to take them seriously. Okay, so let me speak your language for a moment. Allow me. There's a man, an actor, singer called Jamie Foxx. You know Jamie Foxx? Jamie Foxx, you can go on YouTube, you check it. Jamie Foxx was in a sit down and he was talking about when he did his first movie. His movie, what do they call it? What do they call it? Should I say interview? What do they call it? Auditioning, yeah? So he was doing his audition. It was going to be his first movie. And he was called, the movie was Jerry Maguire. For those of you who were, show me the money! So, he goes for this interview. His agent calls him and he goes and his job was simple. Go and read the script. But you're going to read with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise
By that time, he's a megastar. Okay? Had started much earlier. Jamie Foxx calls, says, okay, sure. They give him the script, and right next to him is Tom Cruise with a similar script. So Jamie Foxx reads, show me the money! You know, putting in all this attitude. Tom Cruise gets the script and mumbles. No one can barely hear him. Jamie Foxx says, I thought that maybe he was lost somewhere. Somewhere on the script, I thought he was lost. So I read again and I read with all my heart. Went back to him, he mumbled. Then he said, in the end, I didn't even get the part. If you've watched the movie, Cuba Gooding Jr. got that part. And he said, years later, there's a movie called Collateral. When he's with Tom Cruise, he's supposed to ride a car and smash into another car. And by accident, actually did it in the audition. Smashed into the car. Tom Cruise is right next to him. These guys come. They remove Jamie Foxx and say, Tom, are you okay? He says, that day, I realized that there are stars, then there are the rest of us. Now, and I need to speak because I'm going to give another number of examples. Now, in there what he was saying, because it's quite a long interview, I won't go into it, but in there what he was saying is, you never go above your father. You guys. Even when he was reading, you're trying to feel all sweet, eh? Don't you think you're, when you see that star, eh? Calm down. Now, in there, in the interview, he gives a hint of the truth about submission and impartation. You guys, and I'm putting, let me give you an example. Another example. That same guy, Jamie Foxx, said one day Ed Sheeran, know Ed Sheeran the singer? He said, Ed Sheeran, before he became famous, came all the way from UK, knocked on my studio door. I said, hi, my name is Ed Sheeran. I have a couple of songs. Now, you come all the way from UK, of all the musicians on earth, you go to Jamie Foxx? He goes to Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, and this guy is actually released the secrets that's that we're fast asleep. And so he says, I told him to come in. For 6 weeks, he slept on my couch. 6 weeks, Ed Sheeran, unknown, sleeps at Jamie Foxx's. He said, I saw in him a future. You think you just go and knock at Jamie Foxx. Go and knock at Jamie Foxx's house. He doesn't know. He just says, come in, sleep on my couch. You think it's just like that. These things are spiritual. He slept at his house for 6 weeks. Then he took him to a sort of a workshop and told him to sing. In 12 minutes, he got a standing ovation. Then he says, from that day, Ed Sheeran was made. And you're saying, man, I can do it on my own. These things of impartation, spiritual father, why? Me, I can do it on my own. Lady Gaga. Yes, I'm speaking your language now. Lady Gaga. Akon discovered her. You think they just discover how many singers out there? You guys. They see something on you. And you must submit. That's the lineage thing. In the business world, actually, even if we go to things like acting, that's why in music, you think guys just, what they do, collabos. You think collabos are just, oh my God, these two guys are just singing. You guys, if your eyes are open, one is partaking or receiving an impartation. It's what we'd call point of contact. You're there. Lionel Richie, I could do this all day. Lionel, how you do it? Lionel Richie, you guys, you know Lionel Richie? Huh? There's a singer called Kenny Rogers. He sang this song, Promise me son not to do the things I've done. Yeah?
He's a country singer. He says in the 1980s, Lionel Richie was in a group called the Commodores, doing backup to Michael Jackson and Jackson 5. Backup. They used to come sing first, then the real stars come on. You understand? Again, that's the place of service. Eh? You first submit before, anyway, so that's why some guys will fight in the music world. They will fight to be backup to some singers. That someone knows a point of contact when they see it. They know how to be in the right atmosphere for the anointing to flow. And you're saying these guys. Anyway, so Lionel Richie is in the Commodores. And he writes a song for Kenny Rogers. It's a song called Lady. He writes it for him. And it becomes number one. Lionel Richie does not look back. Now you're saying, me, I just need to work hard. I can do it all on my own. You think those guys in the dark world are doing it by themselves? Do you know that if you just took time, I don't have the time for it, just to look at just the music industry, you will connect godfathers. No one just randomly fell in. You guys. No one. Dr. Dre? Drake. Who? All these guys. Someone is always on top. And Mbu, I saw. You saw? Let's go to the business world. In the business world, the people who sit at the very top must have the capacity to foretell the future. You think, what's his name? Warren Buffett. They call him the Oracle of Omaha. But apparently, somehow he always knows when to invest. What? Somehow, randomly, he just knows where to invest. Guys are using spirits. You don't just sit at the very top and just chill. And say, me, you guys, me, I'm not entering your world. You're joking. They bring you down. There are things even I cannot say. But you see, as the spirit was saying, what you need to understand is that often, and the things are changing, they are random things because the God nations are more than the sheep nations. They're more. On a national level, there were countries that had an impartation upon them and men of God rose up. It has shifted. Do you know where? To Africa. And I'll tell you why it has shifted to Africa. The reason it has shifted to Africa is because, and I say this with all honesty, all these men of God and women of God that you guys would hold such esteem because they are in a certain country. And so you say, man, this guy has been there for years and is what? And so indeed they're men of God and indeed God used them. Indeed. But what you need to realize is stop and think for yourself. If I'm listening to this chap and in his country the church is dead. Okay, let me leave it there. Let me leave it there. Is there something? Because you see, sometimes God, when he's doing a new move, he starts afresh. If you don't catch it, you can be wine in an old casket. Okay, let me leave it there. Now, it doesn't mean he's not a man of God. But you see, if you stick there, what will happen is, you'll find that there's something fresh here. You'll even come. You sit and say, but what this guy is preaching, it connects with my spirit. But for me, I want this one from the US. And you're forgetting that the system of the enemy is not waiting for old anointing. Eh? I say, tradition, what? No. Actually, you're doing them the best when you stick to that. That's why if you look through scripture, there are moves of anointings. The impartation can shift. There's a day of Pentecost, it shifts. The church goes through darkness. There's a day when Protestants protested. It shifts. There's a charismatic move. It shifts. Category, you stick there and you say, in those days, catch up. Be up to date. Because all these chaps that we look at, in the business world, in the what, guys are not joking around. In our country here, and I told you, the shift has shifted to Africa, reason being, Because these other nations, notice most of these guys who have been around for years, they say, there's a big move the Lord is doing in the United States, in Europe, and in Asia. Always forget Africa. And you guys, I know you've listened to them. They always forget Africa. And you see what has happened is that because it started in Europe, actually, went to America, now most of these superstars are going to Asia for spirituality. I want to see the Buddha. I want what? Oh my God, I just like yoga. They're going to Asia for spirituality. Everyone seems to be missing out Africa. And the Lord always does his thing where the world is not looking. Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean the other areas don't have men of God. But you see, the Bible focuses in the New Testament, in Israel. Somewhere out there in the world at that time, there were people that perhaps God had anointed. But we don't see them. Because the focus is where the movie is. Huh? That's why I was telling people that if you look at Jesus Christ, the Bible says he had the spirit without measure. When Christ was on earth, no one else claimed to hear from God. Let me ask you, if the word who is flesh is here, what do you have to say? The only time someone will say something is when he has gone. The entire 3.5 years, God spoke through one person. No prophet came and said this, none. John sees him coming, says, I must decrease. Word is here. So his word in what he looks, what he says, what he feels when he cries, he's speaking. There's nothing like an angel appears to someone and says something else when Christ is speaking. What are you going to say when the word is there? Anyway, so there's a focus. And in Africa, please pay attention to this country. And I'm going to... I want to say something. The reason why you need to pay, because every country has a destiny. Every country. Kenya's destiny is industrial. And I know what I'm talking about. If you're a Christian heading to Kenya, you sit in Kenya, you know that you're going to be in an industrial hub. If it's a sheep nation, which it is. Huh? You know that this place is a hub of industrialism. So if I'm going to be effective in terms of technology, in the future, I need to focus here. Because what you're seeing, I'm not allowed to say, but what you're seeing, Kenya now, give it 6 years. Let me leave it there. Uganda is a hub of spirituality. Now, you guys, have you noticed why everywhere, whether guys are going for spiritual guys or not, everyone wants to pray? Pray, you're praying all the time, praying all the time. This is why we need, you see, remember when I said the anointing shifts and people don't realize it? It first happens at a national level, then it happens at a country level, then it goes down to leaders. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. That it lifts, Saul is still there. But David has been anointed. And when David has been anointed, he has only 400 men. Do you know? Do you know that when Saul was still in the office, he had 10,000 men. The Bible says his general, Abner, and Saul fought against the anointed. They were fighting against the will of God, but they did not know it. At least Abner did not. Abner didn't care much about God. He was just doing his career. And you see, there are people now, even now, who are Abners. They are next to Saul. Their thing is not God. They just want their job. Yeah. You guys. And Abner and Saul have the same end. Now you guys, eh? So it shifts at national level, then it even goes down to things like you, individual. You look at the wicked and they prosper. There's a shift. Do you know, which brings me to what the Lord wanted to bring out. There's a man of God in this country, I won't mention his name. He a while back, he actually gives this testimony. A while back, and I emphasize a while back, anointed of God, there was a man called T.L. Osborne who came to this nation. This man, seated in the congregation, says, "Lord, I want to connect to that man." The Lord, somehow this man gets fever. He gets a fever, he's sick. Decides to go for the conference anyway, or crusade. Carries an umbrella because he's feeling sick. When he carries an umbrella, the man of God comes onto stage and says, "It's hot. I need an umbrella." You go and look at, long time ago. He says, "I need an umbrella." They look around, they see him with an umbrella. They say, "The man of God needs your umbrella." Now you need to be awake when your door opens. He says, "Where my umbrella goes, I go." No. "Where my umbrella goes, I go." He goes with the umbrella, you know, holds the umbrella for the man of God as he's preaching. After that, they get to know each other. Later, the anointing is passed on and is connected to the U.S. You know, now, there's a reason I bring that, because that's the power of impartation. You can't do this thing alone, you. You can't. You can't. If you take a track record, there is no way you can say, "Me, I'm just going to go pray in my room." You will have a relationship with God, wonderful. But in terms of your call, there are people, do you know, that for eternity we shall be learning. That's why the Bible says to know God is eternal life. Because for eternity we shall be learning. Here on earth, you can't experience everything. Someone just has to give it to you. Yeah? Alright. Alright. I'm heading to the climax. Then the Lord will make the rest clear to you. In scripture, there is a place where a man prays, comes before God. A woman, she says, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table." There's a place where God can meet your need. And so, there's a place in Bible where I can minister to a need. Like many of you have come. You minister, you want to be ministered to of a need. There's a higher place where God ministers to a want. Yeah. And this is where I need you to grow up. Because you see, we always approach God with need. And indeed, the Bible says that the woman, Jesus stands to her and indeed fulfills her desire. In the Bible, there are people who approach men of God out of need. Scripture says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but so much has God given me." And sometimes, let me teach you about the prophetic. Your need might be a job. And I pick you out and I say, "Marriage." But you say, "Me, I need a job." Peter and John come before a lame man. He thinks his need is money. Come on, you guys. But they give him something much more important. Now, often we don't know that by the Spirit, what the Spirit brings out, that is the solution to everything. God always hits the source. Guy, he didn't mention this. You guys. Huh? So there's a place where we minister to needs. There's a higher place now where I minister to wants. The Bible says, "Delight in the Lord and he gives you the desire of your heart." So you just come before God, "This is what I want." There's a quote and I've said it over. It says, "I came before God with a cup, hoping he would give me water. If I had known him better, I would have come with a bucket."
If you understand the mindset of God, and this is why you need to raise your perception of things in the spirit. I kid you not, the highest place monetarily is making money appear. And it's scripture. The Bible says that Jesus tells them to go to a fish. Then he says, greater things shall you do. Now, because remember when I said, if you think you're going to work hard in a system that is controlled by guys who are trying to keep you down, you're joking. You need an extra ingredient, which is spirituality and connecting to God. And so you need to learn spiritual principles. There's a musician called Ariana Grande. You know, no? By the way, I never listen to these people. But when the Lord tells me here, this will teach you.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Ariana Grande, before she was like a Disney girl, just there, as they were singing. Before she got to where she was as a singer now, 2017, July, she's preparing for a concert. Where? Manchester. All of a sudden, randomly, people die. When they die, 2018, her song is number one. Now, then, right after that, the young girl disappears. She starts singing songs, God is a woman. And you think it's just random. And then you start saying, these things of offertory and sacrifice are just a waste of... The dark world is not wasting time. They know impartation, they know sacrifice, they know all these things. And some of you, I know you think I'm just... But I'm not speaking from a... I know where my source is from. I know where my source is from. So I'm not just saying things, eh? Huh? And you randomly think, oh my God, oh, people have died. Oh no, honey. Sacrifice. The highest place of controlling money, is making it materialize. And one day, because all of us are at a place where we need to learn that. What do I say? You see, I can approach a man of God, an anointing, approach it and say, man of God, my issue is I need a job. The mindset of God, especially with a man of God who's spiritual, is that, for those of you who know, people come to a prophet or he picks them out and he says, the Lord is going to give you a job in an embassy. Yes? Then he says, or you can own the... Now, he gives you your desire, but then reminds you dreaming too small. And you say, but how on earth does a person own an embassy? Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 66 verse 8, it says, can a nation be born in one day? A nation, do you know how hard it is just to make a, to build a nation? And he says, can it be born in one day? That's the principle, that you can be broke now and wake up. Do you know why in this time and age men of God are called thieves? And let me tell you the principle. Spiritually, especially if you're following spiritual principles, because when you follow spiritual principles, the source cannot be tracked naturally. And because it cannot be tracked naturally, the only conclusion is you're stealing. Until they call you a thief, you haven't yet captured it. No. Hey, say yo, Mumdi, what is stealing? What is the source? Interesting. They say you're stealing, but then they ask, what is the source of your money? And so, the place where the Lord wants us to reach is to understand that you can approach a man with a need. But there is a place in scripture where Elisha approaches Elijah and says, give me a portion of your spirit, not God's spirit. Okay. He says, your spirit doesn't ask for food, doesn't ask for what, doesn't for that. It just says, I need a double portion. If you begin to realize that the way the church is fashioned now and the men and women of God that God is raising up now, instead of just asking for a job,
Because you see, these things of anointings are not limited to fivefold. They're not. And that's why you have to learn to kick it up a notch. Kick it up a notch. I won't say what time is it. Okay, I want to conclude. Eh? You're telling me no, what? Now it's your air. Okay, I want to bring out something. Eh? When the Lord allows, shall teach more on this money thing, because there are people currently alive on earth now. Alive on earth. There's a time coming when just to travel, you as a Christian, just to travel, you find your thing being rejected, you find what, and you ask yourself why. That is because of who you are. But you see, rejection can be overturned if you also know who you are. So they ask, how did you enter this country? We should have rejected you. But you've mastered a certain level. And that's why in this time, the most important things, you must learn without fail to envision. And not just envisioning and then you give up, things are not showing up, things are... You must learn without fail to envision. You must learn. Must learn it. Secondly, you must learn to decree without fail. You must learn to, without fail. You must learn to decree. Let's start from there. Because the moment you realize that everything around you only exists as long as you allow it. And you see, there are times when you're learning a path, you will miss it. All of us know, you miss it. You go, take yourself to a school that is far too expensive. And then they say, you're mad. There is a place in scripture, I was telling him yesterday, I think I told him, that there's a place in scripture where the Bible says, you know, many of us are trying to figure out a lot of things. When you see a man of God prophesy, the first thing on your mind is, but how? Huh? Someone constantly, they look like life is good. They don't have any problem. And you're asking, how? In this age that we're in, there's a place of Peter in the boat and Jesus is walking on water. You don't ask, how are you walking, Jesus? Just come onto the water. You understand? There's a place of how it's done, how is it done? Then there's a place where you're walking on water simply because Jesus is walking on water. And actually, that's what impartation is. Huh? My Father has done it. I don't need to know how. How? No. How did you get a house? No. Me, my thing is, I'll hit, miss, but the day I get it. The day I get it, I picked out, I missed. I was telling him yesterday, I used to miss on people prophesying. I would miss. And I told him that the first time the Lord messed up my theology, I was with a couple of friends. What, up here in a hotel here, couple of friends, and she tells me, I'm inviting some two people, and man of God, I want you to prophesy to them. That time I was like, eh. So I tell her, okay, this is what we're going to do. What's the guy's name? I said, let's go to Facebook, eh? Well, I'm just going to use something to ignite, eh? So I said, what school did he go to? You just, I told him, it's just a secret. So, about 2 years ago. So they walk in, and this is where theology messed me up. Because they walk in, I begin. The guy says, man of God, they told me you prophesy what? So I'm like, your school was this. He's like, oh. I'm like, yeah. And now it's happened. And I said, you were born on this date. Until I mentioned three things, I don't remember what, and this guy began to break down and cry. I'm like, oh, hold on, man. Then he says, imagine when I was coming with him, the guy came. I told him, that I'm going through so many things. If the man of God can mention these three things, I will know God is with me. I'm telling you, my theology jumped out the window.
I said, but now, even the one I was with was like, what? We both know we were lying. Eh?
Now, please don't go and start doing that. Eh? That was it was a place where I began to realize that actually, when you open yourself up to bless someone, God uses you as a tool, even in what you think is a mistake. That's why under this grace you can't fail. Which brings me to URA.
Now you're looking to enter URA, you're saying this is the place that I'm going to enter.
This is the one. And the reason why I brought that up is because if you understood that the hearts of men are fashioned in such a way that they are insatiable. So you will reach URA after some time and say salary is not enough. Then you say, man of God, I need a promotion. You receive a promotion, again, it's not enough. If you begin to realize that God doesn't just want you to get a place where you enter, and by the way, the Lord wants to make it clear to you that getting you a job, getting you to a particular country, getting you that scholarship is strategic. That's why I said you come to strategic meetings here. It's strategic. When you enter, oh my God, finally I've got a job. But light has just come where darkness is. Huh? I'm going to use, I'll end with this. I'm not prophesying. No. His wife is from the UK. Huh? She came here, attended fellowship, I think 3 times. Every time she met me, she told me, the spirituality in this place, and talk about in Uganda, the spirituality, says, I wish I could come for fellowship every day. Then she flew back recently. She got a house. And when she got a house, the owner is spiritual mystic. Just saw things around, globes, what, crystal balls, huh? Calls him and says, man. Now, naturally, if you're still in a random religious church, such things, you just look and move on. But when you've just been in an atmosphere like this, you enter and you say, man, I sense, man, this thing is spiritual. And indeed, she was right, because later the husband of that woman was having some issue at work, complaining to the wife, and she says, tell me the name and I fire him. She goes back. What rabbi was teaching is true. Even in the UK here, I found it. That's someone who was here just a couple of weeks. And goes just by opening up. You see, she would never have seen that on a normal day. I'm telling you. And so it's easy to think we're giving conspiracies and what. But I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you. That what the dark world is doing, you are more powerful. Any chap standing in your way, any family member being disturbed by like a demon, if only you could learn to stand up and say, no, I won't be bullied by this. When I speak and I pick you out and you have a family issue and I say, the Lord says your family thing is going to be sorted, this. It's not enough just for you to sit and sleep. It's a confirmation that anything that looks like is an alteration to the word, stand up and say, no. What are you saying? Huh? You have got to stop being bullied by demons. You. Even those who see in the spirit, and I know I can see you. Those who see in the spirit, I know what to look for when I see someone who does. Who see in the spirit? Those who do. And you say, Rabbi, I saw something, am I going mad? Some dark man was standing. You go to dark man and say, what are you doing in my room? you guys.
Find out who you are.
When the Lord allows, we shall touch this financial thing properly.
Properly. Because there are things that I've been practicing that I've landed on.
I was telling him the other day that I learned how to. That I learned how to make someone dream me. And at first I could only do it at an individual level. Until recently, I learned how to do it for corporate. And it's not something someone told me. I was like, hey! And someone here is thinking, but man, is that scripture?
Let's leave it, we'll teach it on another day. But there are things, you guys, if you knew what you can do, knew when I see my father do something,
I know. Lastly, I'll say this, I promise, then we'll pray. That there's a time the Lord corrected me. I was teaching in, was it here? I think it was here. And I said, no, it wasn't here. I don't remember. I said, you must learn to enter. Enter. And I was explaining how I entered into the prophetic when I saw someone. And I remember there was a lady, she's not here, I don't see her. She came to me after and said, Rabbi, man, I've been trying to enter. Things are not working there. I've been trying to enter. Then the Lord tells me and says, what you said was true, but you brought it out wrong. And he told me to correct a thing. When a man or a woman, spiritual, speaks something and says it, in the hearing of it, you've entered. You're not now trying to. No. The only thing left is to bring your mindset or consciousness to the fact that you have entered. And so the Lord then showed me that I brought myself to the consciousness that I can prophesy. And that was literally it. And so when I was going out to pick people and I got it wrong, it did not deter me. I have this thing. Until finally, I got it. And he said, it's true for every function and aspect of Christianity that you desire. Because the principle is this. In the spirit world, you don't desire what you don't have. You desire what you already have. The day you realize that is the day you'll be set free. God gives you a desire when he's already given you the thing. And I know what I'm talking about. And that cuts across to even things like wives. Say amen. Husbands. Okay, let's leave it there.
Come delve deeper into the mysteries of God with the distinct Rabbi Daniel Malinga every Friday, 5:30 p.m., Silver Springs Hotel, Bugolobi, Kampala, Uganda. For more information, visit our social media pages at Rabbi Daniel Malinga and website at www.rabbidanielmalinga.com.